This is Morning Edition. I'm Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. One of the nation's premier agriculture and food manufacturers is planning for a future in Decatur. The Archer Daniels Midland Company, or ADM, announced a $103 million investment to modernize its facilities. At a news conference yesterday afternoon, Governor J.B. Pritzker praised the plan.
ADM could invest anywhere in the world, and it is choosing to grow right here in Decatur. That decision speaks volumes about the strength of our workforce, about the advantages of this region, and about the progress that we have made in forming the strong foundation for companies to grow.
The State Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity is offering ADM tax credits to support the project. The project will enhance soy crush and refining operations, improve protein production lines, and modernize storage elevators and corn milling capabilities. Illinois Department of Agriculture Assistant Director Christy Jones says the company is a major economic contributor to the region.
From conversations with partners, potential buyers, and leaders across continents, ADM is recognized as the global leader synonymous with innovation, reliability, and sustainability.
The company says the investment will create 50 new jobs in Decatur. Illinois housing advocates say they saw some key wins this legislative session, even as Governor J.B. Pritzker's major housing proposal stalled. Lawmakers rejected a proposed $10 million cut to the Home Illinois Homelessness Program and approved $250 million in housing-related capital spending. Advocates say that money is needed urgently, especially with the broader build plan still unresolved. Some lawmakers, including Chicago Democrat Mike Simmons, argue the state must invest far more to address a growing housing shortage. One major policy change did pass. A 10-year extension of the state's affordable housing tax credit, which supporters say has helped create more than 26,000 homes. Read more at WSIU.org.